Gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Joshua Segifis in the Morning. This is the morning show where we talk about everything you need to know about masculinity, dating, relationships, attraction, stuff that men need to know to crush it in their dating game. Gentlemen, today we have to talk about something really important. The art of romantic conversation for men, lessons from Kezia Noble, because I'm going to read a little bit from her book, The Noble Art of Seducing Women, in this episode, because it's important. Gentlemen, it's crucial that you learn how to talk to women in a romantic way. A lot of men are linear thinkers, and they struggle with interfacing well with women who tend to be more abstract thinkers. I realize that this is a generalization, but it is usually true, gentlemen. If you step back and you take a bird's eye view and you realize that men and women communicate a little bit differently, you can really help yourself to zone in on some things that will help you to communicate better with women and thus speak their language better, which will translate to them, hey, you know what? This guy understands women. This guy is a ladies' man. This guy is actually high value because he understands how I'm thinking, how I'm feeling. And guess what this translates to? Romance, gentlemen. This is how you create romance. This must be in place in order for you to create romance. And you must create romance if you want to win with women, gentlemen. There's no question. High value women, beautiful women, amazing women who have suitors lined up the block to date them. They want to date men who romance them. They want to feel something. The language of love for women comes from the feelings, gentlemen. And for us men who tend to be linear thinkers, it's really important that we understand how to make this happen. So in this episode, I'm going to give you the five-step method that I've used in my life to become a more romantic conversationalist. This is my actual protocol for how I talk to women in a dating setting to not only create more romantic conversation, but to create more emotional impact and to really get women thinking, this guy is speaking my language. He's speaking right into my soul. Like, this guy is romancing me, sweeping me off my feet. And we haven't even gotten to the bedroom yet. This is what women will be thinking when you learn how to successfully deploy these five steps. And the reason why I can say this with such confidence, man, is because I have done this in my life. I have gotten really good at this because I had to practice, I had to learn, I had to fail, I had to study, trial, error, interviewing all kinds of women, literally using my own dating experiences as a testing ground for this technique, gentlemen. These five steps will do it for you. Okay, I'm going to go through them super simple, super direct and to the point. Step number one, use open-ended questions to hook her into the conversation. This is where I'm going to read an excerpt from Kezia Noble's book, The Noble Art of Seducing Women, okay? This is from chapter 7, the opener, step 7 in the book, but the opener, the section is hook lead 1, open question, okay? This is the first hook lead. There's no particular order for them, but I tend to start with this one as it's the easiest and most commonly used. I'm reading from the book here. And Kezia Noble is basically talking about how to open conversations with a woman, and this is the very first step, gentlemen. This is the beginning, the introductory part. You have to open well, and this is going to explain exactly how to do that. And I've used Kezia Noble's technique. It works very, very well. She is very good at what she does. Okay. Now listen, an open question can only be responded to with an open answer, meaning that her answer will have to consist of more than one word. Your aim is for her to speak as much as possible during that early stage. That's key, gentlemen, to get her into her comfort zone. The more someone speaks, the more comfortable they become. The more comfortable they become, the more they speak. It's a positive cycle, gentlemen. Here's an example of an open question right from the book. I'm going on a long flight. Was wondering if you could recommend me a good film I can watch on my DVD player. And nowadays it'd be streaming. DVDs are a thing of the past, but whatever. She answers Dirty Dancing. At this point, your initial reaction is probably that you have already seen it or you don't like it. But instead of saying this and cutting the conversation off before it's even started, you could respond with an open question, which would be either, why Dirty Dancing? Or what's it about? Or why do you like Dirty Dancing so much? And let's say she responds with, I love the 80s soundtrack and the story. As you can see, open questions are very easy and they can lead to multiple hooks. For instance, if you don't want to talk or get into a conversation about a film you don't like or that you don't even know, then the hooks she gives you in response to the open question will come in useful, enabling you to move away from the initial opener. See, when you get her talking like this, open-ended questions and then open answers, what's going to happen is you're going to get all kinds of hooks for possible conversation directions. And this is crucial because you don't want to run out of things to talk about. You don't want to run into that awkward, silent part of the conversation. What you want to do is you want to keep the energy increasing. Okay. And that leads us to step 2. direct questions back at her, specifically targeted to create emotional impact. Always go a level deeper with emotions. If she tells you, "I like Dirty Dancing because I used to watch it with my grandma," I'm going to ask her, "Tell me about your grandma. What kind of woman was she?" And she's going to tell me about her grandma. This is a deeper level of personal connection. I want to get personal. We want to get down to the business, right? So always direct those questions to create more emotional impact, going deeper with every conversation thread. Step number three, use fantasy and role play to spark creativity and imagination and to stimulate her mentally. For example, you might ask her a question, and I'm not talking about like, you know, sexual role play, anything like that. You could ask her a question. All right, get this. It's the zombie apocalypse. You wake up tomorrow morning and you have a zombie situation. What are you gonna do? What's your plan? Now, this might seem kind of weird. You may like, why is this romantic? But here's the thing. When we start to use our creativity and our imagination, this actually inspires a lot of deeper thinking. This inspires a lot of fun. This inspires creativity, exploration, discovery. These energies are positive energies, and they will help you to connect with her better. And no matter what it is, it doesn't have to be about zombies. It could be about anything. It could be like, imagine we went on a date. We went to the ski lodge and we went skiing, snowboarding. We were going to stay for 3 days, you know, eat steak at the cafe. Is that your kind of date? Or do you prefer going to the monster truck rally and then we go to a heavy metal concert, right? So these are all kind of role play fantasy type things because they're not actually happening. But in asking her these types of questions, you can learn about her, and then that gets the creative juices flowing. So use a little fantasy and role play in your conversations, gentlemen. And then leads to step number four, use the manipulation of physical distance to enhance your conversation. So for example, if I'm talking to her, when we get a level deeper in the conversation with personally connecting conversational topics, I'm going to get a little bit closer. I'm going to look her in the eyes a little bit more. Maybe at some point I'm going to reach over and I'm going to touch her arm and I'm going to say, "I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, I've felt a similar way about my family or my situation, or, you know, my grandma, this or this." And I'm going to lean over, touch her arm. This is an innocuous touch. I'm building into flirting and escalation, right? And we're creating this closeness, but I'm orchestrating it. This is going to make her think this is very natural. And it is natural, but it's natural because me as a man, I'm taking the lead, which is the natural progression it should take in the dynamic. So this is crucial. Use that manipulation of physical distance to enhance your conversations. And then this leads to step number five, gentlemen. Always aim to have the conversation take the two of you slowly toward a point of greater intimacy. Now, you don't necessarily want to be goal-oriented when you're talking to her, okay? When you're talking to her, the goal is to just learn about her, to just have a good conversation, to be talking, right, to interface with her. However, you want to go levels deeper. You want to get more intimate. What you don't want to do is go on an intimate topic and then just blast out of that intimate zone back into shallow zone and say, "Wow, this weather is great, huh? That's weird," right? So what you want to do is you want to make it intimate, but then you have to contextualize the intimate conversation with equal amounts of flirtation, escalation, physical closeness, emotional closeness, okay? So for example, if I'm talking to a woman about something very touching, maybe we're talking about something, maybe even brings some tears to her eyes because she's telling me a story from her past or something. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put my arm around her, comfort her a little bit, right? Touch her on the shoulder, maybe wipe a tear off her cheek or something, right? This is kind of extreme. Women don't always cry when I'm talking to them about emotional things, but this does happen. This happens more often than you would think. If you get into a real conversation with a real woman about real life stuff, emotions come out, and you want to always keep the conversation moving in that emotional direction, creating that closeness, okay? Now, this could mean finding a way to incorporate that first kiss into that conversation. This could mean finding a way to incorporate inviting her back to your place as a part of the conversation. You want to build these things into it, make it feel natural. You want to be doing both things at the same time, connecting conversation and aiming to create that greater intimacy. And you have to keep both of those things in mind because as a man, it is your responsibility to move the interaction forward, okay? Now, if you do these five steps and you actually go through them and you understand them, and you engage them correctly, in my experience, this literally makes you the kind of irresistible guy that she has a really hard time not wanting to go home with, gentlemen. I'm telling you, like, sometimes I'll meet with a woman and it'll be like, you know, whatever, it's fine. 10 minutes into the conversation, I know she's going home with me. And the reason why is because she can't wait to be more intimate with me because I'm cultivating this intimacy. I'm teasing this little bit of like conversational intimacy. I'm drawing her in. I am stimulating her emotions, stimulating her mind. We're having this conversation where we feel alive and there's energy. This is very real, gentlemen. And this is romantic. It's very romantic, especially when you get the physical part of it in and, you know, you're touching a little bit, a little flirting, building that intimacy, gentlemen. You will literally sweep her off her feet and you don't even have to get her back to your place. You literally sweep her off her feet mentally, emotionally through conversation while you're sitting and having a drink, eating some tacos at the restaurant. And then that primes the situation to say, hey, let's go back to my place. Let's drink some wine. Let's listen to this album I got. And then you go home and then you continue the interaction there. So that's how it runs, gentlemen. Now, with that being said, if you struggle with this dating thing, if you are having trouble orchestrating your dates, getting second dates, dating retention, having trouble getting numbers, whatever, I offer a free 15-minute discovery call complimentary to my audience because I love you guys. I want you to crush it in your dating game. So click on the link down in the description and sign up and get on a call with me. We may be able to solve all your dating problems in 15 minutes, gentlemen. I also offer one-on-one coaching if the 15 minutes isn't enough. And I have a complete dating and masculinity transformation system course available as well. Find those things in the description, but it all starts with that 15-minute discovery call. So sign up for that. Gentlemen, life is too short for a dating life that sucks. You deserve to have intimacy. You deserve to fill your calendar with amazing dates with amazing women and have the kind of dating life that you've always dreamed of. And you can do it, gentlemen. And these 5 steps will help you to do it and make it happen. Gentlemen, that is all I have to say on this one. Happy Sunday. I'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. for another episode of Joshua Segafis in the Morning. Go with grace and never give up your power. I will see you, gentlemen, on the flip side.